This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
So, always works better when you press the button. 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side again on GCN Live. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of, because that's what I want. I want you to be part of the conversation. Okay? I mean, that's what it boils down to for me. I want you to be part of the conversation, and it helps you become part of the solution, because in reality, you need to know what's going on. You need to be keeping up on what's happening, and you need to know what's going on. And that's why I said to you, you know, don't just, and it sounds weird, right? Don't just listen to me. Don't just take my word for it. Don't believe that, you know, it's, for me, it's gospel truth. I mean, it is for me. I think what I'm telling you is right and real and true. But you want to make sure that you check us out. I don't care who it is. Any of the commentators that either I'm associated with or what have you. Because we're not always right. Here, I'm going to get some hate mail on this one from some of my buddies. We all screw up. It's just what it is. We all screw up. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So, what you're seeing out there, all over the place, you are seeing to what Dr. B said in the last hour. This is accumulated hate. I say it a little differently. I think this is like the bad rash that's under the skin that only comes up during certain situations. And that's exactly what's happened here. They are not getting their way. They got a president they didn't want. And they thought the way to fix it was to throw a temper tantrum. They're acting like the little kids in the supermarket. Remember when you see them? When they were out of control because you wouldn't give them the candy bar they wanted? They would throw themselves on the floor, start crying and screaming. And the parents would do one of two things. They'd either take them out of the car
and give them a little adjustment.
Right? Or they'd give them what they wanted just to shut them up. When you look at those kids in the street, they got what they wanted to shut them up. That's what happened. So just amazing. And Dr. B and I talked about this a million times. What have you raised? Look at that. Those are not 50, 60, 70-year-old people in the street causing all that damage. Those are younger people out there, not teenagers. 20, 30s and early 40s crowd. So I look at that stuff, and you have to stop and say to yourself, you know, what is going on? Who's paying them?
Because that's what it is. Who's paying them?
Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, what I love about this is everybody is stymied. They don't know what to do. The Dems will totally ignore what their argument was in the last SCOTUS go-around. But I love some of these people, like Chris Cuomo. He says he thinks Trump's going to win this little battle. He's going to get who he wants. And then when Joey B gets in, he won't. But when Joey B gets in, what's going to happen there? You and I both know what's going to happen there. Or what he's going to try to do anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, what's funny is again, I'm going to go back to all these Democrats that were screaming that that seat needed to be filled under Obama, or at least considered. Right? And all of a sudden, it shouldn't be. Now, should they not do it because, you know, Mitch McConnell did it last time and, you know, two wrongs make a right? Because that's kind of my argument has always been. If it's right, it's right. It doesn't matter who does it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It doesn't matter who did it. Was Mitch McConnell and his right not to bring it to the floor? Yeah, maybe not. Right? It was there was a nomination. He decided he wasn't going to bring it to the floor because the party in control of the Senate were Republicans. The party in control of the presidency was the president, which was not, probably not the best way to go. Constitution doesn't make a difference between what party's in power. Their job is to bring it to the floor and discuss. I don't know if Mitch thought that he didn't have the votes to keep Garland out or what. And I don't even know if it was a more civil time, because look what's happening now. Most of the time, these judges are confirmed by, you know, a 90-10 vote. Now we're squeaking by on each and every one of them, because the left finds them too conservative. It just doesn't make any sense. But eventually, these people, you know, we're all going to have to wake up eventually. These people aren't going away easily. They're not backing down easily. And I told you a couple of weeks ago, you better be ready to fight. I'm totally disheartened by some of the young Republicans that I've been working with that aren't ready to fight. They think they're going to have a kumbaya moment. Not going to happen. Show me your host, Tom Del Vaccaro, joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Joe Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. And I really, you know, I was watching Moonstruck the other day. I watch that probably every other month. Not because I love Cher, because I really can't stand Cher, but the scenes in the kitchen, and that's like the center of the house when you're Italian. The kitchen is where you go, whether you're hungry or not. And there's always conversation, people talking over each other. Sounds like they're yelling at each other, but they're really not. That's kind of like the breaks are like around here. When Tom Del Picaro joins me, always kind of noisy, a lot going on.
Can I ask
right?
you a question? Is it true, Joe, what I heard about you? Is it true?
What, that I'm better looking now than I was in high school?
Were you really named after Joe Biden? Is that, or is that just made up? Because I didn't believe that.
No, I'm Joey M. He's Joey B. Joe Biden. The one thing I ain't is sleepy. That's for sure. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So, let's not be cold. I mean, I've been telling people somebody's mother passed away, somebody's grandmother passed away, and you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the family as a whole.
Look, as a historian, let me say that, and I wrote this book called The Divide Era to get people to understand the nature of this particular era. And one of the dominant figures, which could not have occurred before the medium of television and before the onset of the type of division we have today, but Justice Ginsburg was not just a justice anymore. She had risen to a political figure, and very few justices can say that. John Marshall could say that long ago. He was bigger than the role, but he was also Chief Justice. And she had become, to many, a far bigger figure than just a Supreme Court justice. And so this is a moment in history for the United States. There's no getting around that.
No, and I tell people all the time, you know, again, whether you believe in the whole feminist movement or whatever you want to call it, the bottom line was she was truly one of the first, you know, outspoken, high energy justice, female justices that we've had. She really gave a lot of hope to women to be able to make it to positions like that. And I think that's great. I thought that, you know, that's a good part of her life.
And she was, you know, she many times, like, take Justice Thomas, who had just as strong his beliefs as she did. But she was a rare figure in that she transcended her particular role as a justice, and you know, she became a, you know, an iconic figure. There's no iconic justices. You know, if you would have asked in the mid 1800s who's iconic, they would have said John Marshall, but they can't. But today, they don't say that. I mean, look, come on.
Well, listen, I want to hit the Dems have a couple of problems here. One is they have no power to really do anything to stop this. That's number one.
Well, this is what I wrote about today at Fox. So if you want to talk about that, I'm willing to transition.
Okay, no, we can transition to that. But one of the things is, I don't know if this is in your piece or not, but I'm looking at Amy Coney Barrett. And I was telling another guest on the show earlier, I said, this is a nightmare for the Democrats. Here is a young, ambitious woman. She has 7 kids, and she has a career. And she's making it all work, just the way the Dems have always said. Women need to be empowered. They need to be allowed to have a career and family if that's what they want. Man, and 2 of the kids are adopted from Haiti, so they got a problem here, don't they?
Well, and that's if they pick her. They could well wind up picking Lagoa, of Cuban descent, out of Florida, and who I think is the better pick. But in either case, they do have a problem. Look, at the end of the day, this is power politics. At the end of the day, the issue is, are there 50-plus votes
right
in order to get this done? And the answer is, there is. They will get 250 at least. You know, it's one thing for Murkowski from Alaska or Collins from Maine saying, no, we should wait. Roll call is a different issue. Roll call is, okay, Senate's in session. We're voting on this. How are you going to vote? And Collins can take solace. I'm not sure that's the right word, but Collins can easily say, look, I said we shouldn't have done this, but at the end of the day, I'm voting for this pick. And they will get 250. They will get a Supreme Court justice. Now the question becomes, is that justice, Amy Barrett, who is the sort of more establishment pick? And what I mean by that is she's she's had a greater period of time being a justice. She is fit for the role. She would be strong. Or does he do a somewhat more political pick, but still a good justice in picking Lagoa? I think he should pick Lagoa. But,
okay.
You know, I'm just,
why?
I'm a little guy.
No, no, well, seriously, why? Because I want to hear what your thought process is the difference between the two.
Lagoa is just got confirmed 80-15. She's Latina. She's conservative. She is a strong personality, and the Democrats would crucify themselves to attack her. Barrett, they already attacked. They attacked her for being too Catholic.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Catholics are very energized this time around.
I'm a Catholic, by the way.
Okay. I was a Roman Catholic. We're tougher than you guys. But anyway.
Believe me. Now, look, and the vote has changed. Trump is leading among Catholics. But, no, that things have changed. I get all that. But the issue is, The Latino vote, if they picked Lagoa and the Democrats attacked her, the Latino vote could change forever against the Democrats. That's not true with the Catholic vote.
Okay.
So I think if he picks her, you are looking at a potential generational change in politics.
Well, let's talk more about that, because it's very interesting to go down that road with it. And I really want to talk about, you know, again, the Catholics are energized, and they're getting a lot of pushback from their bishops towards guys like Joey B. But we have to wait for the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Tom DelVaccaro is going nowhere. He loves when I say that. We'll be back in a second.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders are still clashing over legislation to prevent a disastrous government shutdown at the end of the month, with House Democrats releasing a bill that Republicans panned for lack of relief to help farmers cope with President Donald Trump's trade policies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and to fund help for farmers in rural America. The short-term spending fix introduced by House Democrats would avert a government shutdown on September 30th and keep federal agencies only funded through December 11th. But the Democrats still refuse to budge on any coronavirus relief help. House leaders are planning to vote tomorrow on the measure despite all the GOP opposition. Thanks for listening. You found us. It's USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Another peaceful protest by burning down a church in San Francisco. That's always the way to go. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And just, you got to be involved. It's the only way you can get engaged. You know, we've all got our own feelings as to how we think these things should shake out and what they're doing and what have you. But, you know, the reality is I don't have all the answers. I'm not that smart. I bring on people smarter than I am. First guy didn't return my call, so I asked Tom to come on with me.
I was gonna say, and Tom. By the way, I've had lunch with Greg Kinn. Have you?
No, I have not.
Maybe it wasn't lunch. It was actually dinner. It was at Uncle Hugh's in Lafayette, California. He lived in this area. This is back when he was doing radio in San Jose. But loved Greg Kinn.
Yep. Listen, the you know who I want? You know, if I had, and it wouldn't be Rush Limbaugh, it wouldn't be any of those guys. I'd like to find the B players that have been around for 25, 30, 35 years, and they're in it for the love of the game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they never look to become rich at it. They just want to make sure they got the message out there. There's too many people in this business, and they have been removed from their jobs because they talk about things that the owners of the station don't want to hear about. And it's
all right,
tough to
talk,
you know what
about
I'm saying?
It then. Let's do it then. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
No, I'm telling you, Lagoa is a complete game changer.
Yep.
Because if the Democrats attacked her, they could lose the Latino vote forever. Because Lagoa has the same, look, everybody knows this, that Latinos are Catholic, conservative, but the Republicans stupidly have not engaged them. That's why when I was state party chairman, if you remember, I was the first ever in the country to do a town hall on Univision, just Latinos.
Right.
And it was a big hit. We did two of them. RNC followed suit years later, or a year or two later. Their values line up with Republicans. Polling has always shown if you put a generic candidate up and put the values of Republicans and the values of Democrats, they'll go with the Republican. But if you put Republican there in front of it and Democrat, they switch. So she is that person. If she was nominated, Democrats could say nothing, literally say nothing about her. And,
oh, wait
and that would be it.
You're suggesting they have self-control, but okay, go ahead.
No, you're right. But if they did, if they attacked her, Joe, they would be crushing themselves for a generation at least.
Yeah.
Because and they would expose the because to attack her would be to attack her on the grounds that she is who she is, and she is who Latinos are. And so if they attacked her, Latinos would go, I'm sorry, what are you doing? You're attacking her for the values that we have in common with her? It would be a disaster for the Democrats. So there's no question in my mind that the Republicans at this stage, that the president should put her in office.
You know,
and she'd be there for three decades at least.
Well, I want to touch more on that in just a second. But I want to go back to, you know, funny you're talking about the Hispanic and Hispanic community. My understanding in some of the articles that I'm reading is the Hispanic community is coming closer and closer and closer in line with Trump, just shy of 50% on the approval rating in the Hispanic community. Blacks are well over 30%. And I heard the gay men, the gay community now is well up in the high 30s as far as the Trump approval. I mean, this is a real problem for the Democrats, isn't it?
It is, and Trump is completely unconventional. And the reason why the gay community, look, there's talk and there's action. The black community likes the fact that they got jobs. The Latino community likes the fact that they got jobs. They don't like Latino voters in America, the majority of them do not like illegal immigration. They do not like the Democrats' program of unmitigated open borders. And so in very real terms, they don't go for the Democrat program. And so what you're seeing is the results of actually delivering on policy. This election, I strongly believe this election, when it's written about by historians, hopefully including me, will say, not, you know, hopefully people consider me that later, but will say that, in fact, this was an election where minorities voted for the president. And what we'll find out is that a significant number, not enough to cost him the election, but a significant number of whites did not vote for the president because they bought into the lie that Trump was anti-minority. But that won't last. Once they see the numbers of minorities who vote for Trump, then there's a potential for a realignment, especially when you consider the fact that Democrats will become cannibalized by their own socialism. The far left will turn that party into the irrelevant Labor Party of America.
Well,
I'm serious.
I have a regular guest on, Dr. Gerard Lomero, and he says they will self-implode probably before the end of next year. They have been slowly doing it to themselves, and he says they're going to be pretty much gone. You know,
when they lose this fall, they will say that we didn't nominate a true believer, and that's what cost us. And they will go even farther left, which will scare Latinos even more, because remember, most Latinos have a history of coming from countries with authoritarian governments, and they want nothing, and I mean nothing, to do with that.
I find it One of the questions I was going to ask you is, the Republican Party is much more aligned with the basic principles of the black and Hispanic community.
Okay? 100%.
We stand, yeah, and we stand more in line with even the young female communities, you know, single moms and what have you. And
now, look, who's buying guns?
I know.
Single
in big
white,
numbers.
Single white females.
Yeah. Well, why can't we get the message across? Come on, you were the chair of the California Republican Party. We're still struggling to get the message across. Yeah, well, it's all your fault. Yeah. But what is the resistance? I mean, I know what some of the resistance is, but what, you know, you're at the head of the snake there, so to speak. I mean, what happened?
Keep in mind, of course, that we have a very divided media. And much of, you know, I have a Republican friend. She considers herself Republican, but she watches CNN. She never hears the other side. A divided media, which is a normal and normal characteristic of a divided era, keeps that crossover process from occurring.
Interesting. I know that one of the things that we used to do is we used to do a lot of voter registration at churches. And I was always floored. I think I've talked to you about this in the past. I was always floored at the fact that they, the Democrats at the church, they always thought that the Democrat Party was pro-life. They always thought the Democrat Party was for marriage between a man and a woman. All the things that the Republicans stand for somehow, somewhere, got confused with that it was Republicans, not the Democrats. I don't know. How do they sell that?
Well, it's becoming less and less so.
I'm just curious. I mean, years we've been fighting this.
Well, look. Remember that Republicans are part-time government, so they believe in part-time campaigning.
Ugh. Yeah, my joke is always, they play the long game. We show up 3 minutes before the starter pistol.
Anyhow, 100%.
We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, that's Rosemary Clooney. I wish her nephew had her class. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it there. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you want text alerts about the show, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring him on. I always enjoy my time with him, and we joke a lot. You know, the Italian boys can get away with that. I don't know how you others are, but it's kind of a love-hate thing, but there's no real hate behind it. And, Tom, always appreciate your time with me. Why don't we plug your book, which is very apropos for what's happening today, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you, Joe. And I had no idea that was Rosemary Clooney's nephew. That's disturbing. Look, I wrote The Divided Era to get people to understand that government causes division by making endless decisions. Every decision government makes, it picks a winner and a loser, and someone to pay for it. And the more decisions it makes, mathematically, the more division you get. And this Supreme Court fight is the perfect example of it. The Supreme Court was never, you know, the Constitution doesn't give the Supreme Court the authority to declare unconstitutional laws. That was,
that's right.
That was a, it was a power taken by John Marshall at Madison versus Marbury. And they took that over because power tends to centralize. And even the Supreme Court was subject to that. But the Supreme Court today, you know, take Obamacare. The magnitude of that decision, if they would have said no, hundreds of billions of dollars would have flowed in a different direction than they are now. That's an enormous decision they made. And so for the Democrats, the Supreme Court, you know, they believe in what they call social justice, that government should dispense social justice. And they went to the courts to get that. Take gay marriage. Remember, gay marriage was turned down by the California voters, but the courts made it the law of the land. And so the Democrats use the courts to do this, and they are beside themselves with all of the Trump appointments. And now this potential solid five conservatives and Roberts, and for your listeners who are not conservative, understand this. What's going to happen 99% of the time is that they just won't make law. They will keep law where it is. They will, like Scalia, say it's up to Congress or the states to experiment with laws. As long as it doesn't violate the Constitution, you can get social justice there. And that's the difference in philosophy. So,
you know,
that's why they're fighting so hard.
Yeah. So, Counselor, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, one of the things is our founding fathers, if you really read some of their notes, the court was never to be meant to be as powerful as it is. It was supposed to be the least powerful of the three. It has no connection to money. You know, it doesn't control any purse strings. It doesn't have a military behind it or what have you. And they render, this is where people get confused, they render opinions. So when something is challenged as constitutional, they render an opinion, and Congress is supposed to either clean it up or say, you know, too bad, go pound sand, whatever. But they're supposed to take it back, clean it up, and make it work. Is that not true?
Well, originally, but what's happening now is that it's become a co-equal and a dramatic, powerful organization. And that's why they care so much about this. Chuck Schumer was not wrong today when he declared that everything is on the line. It's true. For them, it is. And so this is a huge decision. And look, at the end of the day, it's what I wrote about on Fox. So it's very simple. There's two rules about this appointment. The president gets to nominate. The Senate, on its terms, gets to approve. And John Paul Stevens was approved in 19 days. I'm not very good at math, but 19 is less than 40. And 40-something is what we have to Election Day. Saturday O'Connor was 33 days. This is very doable. In the short run, it's a fundraising mechanism for the Democrats because Joe Biden wasn't exciting them. But at the end of the day, there is going to be five conservatives on the court, John Roberts, and three liberals.
And Roberts seems to be the guy that thinks he has to be the I don't even know what you want to call him. You know?
He's a politician.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
He thinks, you know, the Supreme Court, courts in general, are a modern example of council of elders from the earliest civilizations. And they made decisions what they thought was best for the community. And John Roberts thinks that's what he's doing. He's doing what is best for the United States as opposed to...
I wish these guys would stick to the law. How about just stick to the law? You know, Tom, it infuriates me. Here's the Italian comment. It infuriates me that we have 5-4 rulings, okay? Because the only way you have 5-4 rulings is when you have four liberals and five conservatives or whatever, and they're going by what they believe to be truth. What does the Constitution say? That's what they should be going after, and you should have more 7 or 8, you know, 1, 8, 2, you know, 8-1 or 7-2.
If you were right, we wouldn't have $9 trillion in government spending this year, yeah. But we do, so they don't agree with you.
All right.
That's the thing about power. It is so intoxicating.
Yes. And that's, listen, I've been saying all week long, the only thing at stake here is all the Democrats care about is having total control, having the power. They are running around right now like wounded animals in a cage because Hillary didn't get in. They've been fighting that for years. Now you look at what Barr's doing. We're not hearing much about what Barr's doing because other things that are going on. But, I mean, think of everything that's going on in this country. You've got, sex trafficking is now being brought to its knees. I won't say to a standstill, but definitely to its knees. You're looking at all these things being uncovered, and there's nothing to stop them because Trump's not going to stop them from turning these things up, is he?
No, and so the answer to your question is don't expect this country's the division's not going to get less, and nope. The number of things government's doing is not going to get less. And the immortal words of somebody, stay tuned, because this ain't going nowhere. You are in for the ride for your life because you gave government the power.
Yes. I'm there with you. I say the same thing about Facebook and Google. I say, we let it happen. We let them have that much power. All right, let me see if your crystal ball works, and I'm going to hold you to this.
All right.
Is the VP going to have to break the vote? How is the vote going to break in the Senate, and will the VP have to get involved?
51-49.
Okay. Romney, where does he go? Come on.
Murkowski votes no. Romney votes no. Collins votes yes.
Interesting. Okay. Listen, I figured all three were going to go no. Okay.
No,
and that the VP was going to have to step in and break it.
Roll call is different than we shouldn't hold a vote. Because they can't. What did they say to their constituents at that point? Oh, I'm not going to do my job? That's a different issue. I can see Romney doing that because he's Romney. But I could even see Murkowski saying, well, it is my job. So it's possible she votes as well. So I say, let me change my prediction. I say at least 51 votes. And remember, you got Doug Jones in Alabama. He's got no chance of winning unless he votes for this.
Right. Oh, no, I'm loving
minimum
this.
51.
Minimum
51.
You're going to laugh at me. You're going to be rolling around laughing. I still believe today we have President Trump on January 21st. I believe that we'll hold the Senate if we don't pick up a seat or two. And I believe we're going to take the House.
Rasmussen polling has him up now. Rasmussen was the most accurate in 2016. It's always the most accurate. Yep. Rasmussen has him up. His approval rating has outpaced Obama's on average for the last 5 weeks. No. What are you telling me?
I'm envisioning the Obamas running around in the living room. I can't believe this is happening to us. I can't believe that Mr. Orange Man is making this happen to us. Can you see them doing that? I can see them doing that.
The left's gone too far. They have Joe Biden's. Are you kidding me? Did you see the picture of Joe Biden's? He does an event, and he has an 80-inch teleprompter? Are you kidding me? Well, his debate's coming up. He's going to be a nightmare.
Listen. Nightmare. I understand why Trump wants a drug test. A lot of people don't. I know it's the kind of drugs they can give to somebody like him to get him through an hour of this stuff. But if the Dems, even mainstream Democrats, can't see that he has got some issues between the ears, and I'm not being funny or mean.
They do.
What, 200 million people are going to die between now and the election? Are we serious? They can't cover that up. Anyhow.
No, it's going to be a disaster.
All right, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
TomDell.com or PoliticalVanguard.com.
Or any decent pizzeria in San Francisco. We'll be back soon. Be back tomorrow, people. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And don't do anything stupid. We'll be back tomorrow.